OKGWA on the backstage. I have asked the very kind Super Too Many Secrets alt to join me for this Tark's Ultra Sexy Music Questionnaire. Say hello.
Hello.
And I guess we are just going to start doing that now.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, question one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Choose one. Name your top favorite A, songs, B, bands / singers, or C, albums.
This is a good question. I could go on and on and on, like way beyond five. But I'm going to choose B, bands / singers. And in no particular order, they would have to be Smashing Pumpkins, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Tool, and Foo Fighters, because they're really good too.
Oh, I love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, it'll be Foo Fighters.
I love that acoustic version of Everlong.
Oh, yeah, it's so good. The Unplugged one.
I love it so much, yes.
It's great. Well, what about you?
I love Unplugged. I can't even decide if I want to do A, B, or C. It's too hard.
You could do all three, I guess, if you like. I'm sure Tark would love that.
I'm sure somebody would love it. Because I don't know if I did bands and singers... I have weird things in there, too. I would say Led Zeppelin's my favorite. Mm-hmm. That's I can put them in order. Led Zeppelin's number one for me. Pink Floyd's probably two. But then it's like, oh, Coheed somewhere. And Barbara Streisand was strangely somewhere. And so I don't know.
Maynard.
Maynard. Just Maynard. All of the Maynard.
Right. My top five favorite singer is Maynard.
Yes. Well, not so. I could do singers, I guess, because then it could be, you know, all of those Claudio stuff. But I guess I would say, I guess I will go bands and say Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. We'll just put Maynard as a whole band because I can't choose between Tool or Pussifer. I could put Perfect Circle aside, but. And then, I like so many other things, like so many things, like Pet Shop Boys, which is weird. But so I'd probably put Pet Shop Boys in my top five. Where am I at four? And then I have to do something weird like Tupac or something.
Nice. Probably. Okay. Yep, a little diversity in there, a little more than I do.
Yeah. I'm trying to branch out.
There you go. Question two. First concert you remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV?
I saw Lionel Richie in 1983 with my mom.
Wow.
So, yes. I still have that ticket stub, actually.
Nice. Okay.
And I'm still a huge Lionel Richie fan. I love Lionel Richie. And the Commodores, oh, that was good music. So, yes, it was that. That was probably it. Or Chicago. I think that was before I saw Chicago, but I did see Chicago after that. Anyway.
Awesome.
What about you?
For me, I believe I didn't really see concerts on TV outside of like my dad was an orchestra teacher. And so he would show or we would go to like actual concerts. But a music concert, I don't think I ever saw on TV or anything until I went to see Tool in 95, I believe, in Memphis. 96, maybe. I can't remember exactly. Anyway, I was super young. But it was amazing for the Undertow tour.
Oh, yeah.
And it just...
Yeah.
No, I'm wrong. It was... Anima had just come out.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah, so they played a lot of stuff from Undertow. Like, Sober was just... Oh, my God.
Sober was the best.
Yeah, and live, and you know, with like freaking 30,000 people, it was just amazing. So, yeah, Tool was like the first real concert that I saw, so...
That's really impressive. Your real concert's better than mine. I would love to have that been my first. I know.
He has his place.
I was very young, so I guess I didn't really have the choice going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I lived in the middle of nowhere, so that was the first opportunity I had to go to anything real.
That's true. I went to a lot of concerts before I was like 15, so.
Oh, there you go.
All right, where are we at? Three?
Yes.
What is a song or band that you used to love when you were younger?
That would probably be, I would have to name Metallica, because I used to be in, like, in high school, I was so into Metallica. It was ridiculous. And now I'm just not that angry and angsty and stuff anymore. And aside from a few select songs you and I talked about, Orion, I just can't listen to it anymore. It's just not, it doesn't appeal to me at all. So how about you?
Yes. I have a lot of those guilty ones, but I don't have Metallica back there. Pantera maybe, but no, I'm not going to, I'm going to say, because it's an easy give, I'm going to go New Kids on the Block.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I loved them, and it was like a whole, like, 5 years of my whole life, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would say them. Most of the stuff that I loved when I was younger, I still listen to most of it, at least some of it. So yeah, New Kids on the Block.
All right. Question 4. If you could tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it?
I was the most concerned about this question because I don't know how I would ever decide.
That is accurate.
It's so hard. I don't know.
Can we just tattoo all of the lyrics on our bodies, like on our entire bodies?
All of the lyrics.
Yes, every single one.
For all the songs. Like, just dedicate one. I don't know. I had noticed this question before, and I thought about it yesterday because I was listening to Tool yesterday, and then I thought, do I really want Tool lyric on my body? And what would it be? It would have to be some. I don't know if I could come up with a lyric, but I can promise you it would be one of Maynard's lyrics.
I would agree completely with that.
And I would probably get it. I already have a tattoo on my back, so we won't put it back there. Somewhere else. I'd probably get it on my upper arm, on the inside of my upper arm.
Okay. I agree with you that it would definitely be a Maynard lyric, and the one that I would pick would probably be just Stepping Through My Shadow.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't really know where I would get it. Maybe like you said, on the inside of the bicep there, or, I don't know, my calf or something. Something boring. Who knows? But definitely Stepping Through My Shadow, that lyric, it just kind of spoke to me at the time that it came out and just resonates, you know.
Yeah. It's so good.
So good.
Now I can hear it in my head. I love it so much.
Exactly.
That's the best. Five?
Mm-hmm. Five.
Do you play any musical instruments? Is there one that you want to take up learning?
Play is a strong word. I am currently trying to learn to play guitar. I've got, you know, 6 or 7 chords down fairly well, but I'm working on like finger picking and things, and it's difficult. Not finger picking, but like even just string skipping. It's difficult, and I don't dedicate the time that I should to it, mostly because I've gone wild. But
it takes up a lot of time.
It does. It's crazy. I'm not complaining about that at all, but
No.
I used to play violin when I was a kid. I never really liked it, so I gave it up around age 12, I guess. And I have a violin, but I promise I couldn't play a single thing on it if I tried.
Oh, that's kind of neat that you played the violin.
Mm-hmm. I hated it as a kid, though. It was just terrible. Yeah. So, what about you?
I don't play any now. I played the clarinet when I was in school, but I probably couldn't play it. I always wanted to learn to play bass guitar.
We should form a band.
I would still like to play bass guitar. I'm always jealous of people who can pick up instruments. I have a lot of musical people in my family, but I just didn't get that gene or something.
Right. I feel the same way. I mean, like I said, my dad was a teacher, and I have several friends and other family members that are great with music, and I kind of struggle to pick it up at first. So, but I want to. I want to participate when everybody pulls out a guitar around Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you there. I want to play the piano, but I have really short hands.
Okay.
And apparently my fingers won't stretch the distance. So.
That's terrible.
I know.
Question
6.
6. Mm-hmm. 6. Is there a certain song or songs that make you horny without fail?
There's this Tupac song.
Okay.
Called.
Go on.
Thugs Get Lonely Too. I don't know what it is. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to have to make a note of that.
Oh my gosh. I love it so much. It's so bad. That does. And then for some reason, it seems counterproductive, but Led Zeppelin's Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You all the time.
Oh no, that's the sexiest hell song.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that'll do it for me. And then, you know, the usual Barry White.
Always.
Always Barry White. What are yours?
I would have to say there's a Portishead song, Glory Box.
Yes.
It's just fucking sex. I mean, that's all it is. It's just sex. And it's so good. And also, Who Makes You Feel by Dido is an extremely sexy song. And there was one other. Yeah, anything by Led Zeppelin is usually really good sexy time music. So I guess I've spent a good bit of time like having sex to Led Zeppelin, so maybe it's like a reverse effect thing.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I think Portishead music is generally sexy.
Oh, absolutely. Her voice is amazing.
All of it. And the beat. All the beats.
Yes.
It's good.
But that song especially, Glory Box, is, yes, I will make you feel like a woman.
Yes. Oh, I love that song. I'm still listening to that when we're done here.
Awesome.
Okay, 7?
Yes.
A song that everyone hates but you love. A song that everyone loves but you hate.
This is a tough question, too. A song that everyone hates but I love would be probably anything by, like, Iron and Wine. None of my friends really like Iron and Wine at all. But I fucking love that shit. I think it's really good. And, you know, like, the fact that he does it all himself and everything is really impressive. But, yeah, so what's that one song that everybody knows that Such Great Heights, I think?
Yeah, the Postal Service cover they did, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, like, everybody I know hates that song, and I think it's kind of freaking beautiful. So
it's great. Yeah, I'm with you.
And a song that everyone loves but I hate, God, it would be stuff like Sexy and I Know It, or pretty much any pop song that's on the radio. That Taylor Swift, that fucking Shake It Off song.
Oh,
and another one, song? The Adele, Set Fire to the Rain, is a terrible song. Sorry, I'm going to go off on the songs that I hate. I'm going to talk for 20 minutes about songs that I hate.
I really like Adele.
I mean, her voice is good, and like, right. Some of her lyrics don't make any fucking sense.
That song particularly doesn't make sense.
Right, and there's another one that she says that I think it's sure she has it all, or but is that really what you want? And if she has it all, why would that not be what I wanted? Why would I want less than everything? It doesn't make.
I had not thought about that lyric at all, and now that you pointed out, you've now ruined that whole song for me.
You're welcome. Join me.
In your hatred. We'll just go down this hate river together. Jeez.
And we'll play Led Zeppelin and not Adele.
Yes. Yes. That's fine. That's fine. I mean, I love her, but I'll give her up for Led Zeppelin.
All right. What about you?
It's hard. A song everyone hates. Nobody around me usually listens to the music I listen to. My brother listens to pop and stuff, and my other brothers listen to screamo or whatever. But I think probably because everybody got sick of it for some reason, I still really like that stupid Taylor Swift song, the Trouble song.
Oh, right.
I don't know why. I just do. I know everybody's sick of it. I just still have it somewhere in my rotation. I have a list about 10 million songs long of songs that I hate that people love.
So, nice. So we are in this hate river. Today.
Yes, I hate that. I hate so many songs. I can't even. I hate that some stupid pop bitch is now sampled Portishead and it's on the radio.
Yes.
Oh,
it's terrible.
I want to strangle her so badly. Like all of that stuff, all of it. I can't hang. Give me substance. I don't want to hear about how you want to fuck bitches. Unless you're Tupac, clearly. But.
Clearly.
Anyway, so I'm going to say that song, whatever it's called. I don't even know what it's called. That song with that stupid girl.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it either. I've heard it like
any
twice.
Ariana Grande song. Any of them.
High five.
Yes, definitely.
All right, question 8. If you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray?
What was the last musical I even saw? Can it be a Disney movie?
I would count Disney movies, yeah.
Let's count Disney movies, and let's say Beauty and the Beast, so that I can be Belle.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that. I would say that.
Yep. And do you like the music of that movie particularly, or just do you
no,
like
I
you
love that
to
whole
be
movie.
Belle over any other princess?
I love the whole movie, and I like the, you know, I like the Beast. I actually like the Beast before he's a prince way more than after. So
that is interesting.
It's not, if you knew me better. So I would say that I can't think of, I mean, I really like Guys and Dolls, but I don't like the female characters in that musical. So I guess I wouldn't.
You just like guys.
I like guys. I do a lot. That's why I hang out here.
There you go.
So how? What about you? Do you watch musicals? Do you want to be in them?
Not really. I love Labyrinth, though, and Rocky Horror Picture Show both.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to portray Brad in Rocky Horror. I think it would be so much fun. It's just, it's one of my favorite things. I've seen that movie like 20 times, and I love it to pieces, and Brad is hilarious. So I wouldn't go quite as far as, like, you know, Frankfurter, but...
Right.
Riff Raff too, actually, I guess, if there was another one, but he's not really starring in the
That's true.
The thing, you know.
Have you gone to see it with the dress up and everything?
Only once, but it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, that's a good time, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That was way better choice than Disney. Nine. If you were an exotic dancer, you know, your dream job, what would yes. your go to song to strip to be?
My go-to song, like the one song that I would always have to strip to, would be like Big Balls by AC/DC. Just to, you know, I've never been to a male strip club, but in female strip clubs, everything is just like way too serious.
Right.
And, you know, just trying so hard to be sexy or whatever. And I think a little bit of like interjected humor goes a long way. And I think that I would be the guy that comes out and strips to Big Balls and, you know, all the ladies go crazy because it's fucking hilarious.
Mm. Interesting. That's very interesting. I have been in male strip clubs before, so.
Have they ever played Big Balls?
I've tried to block all of that out. That's the most uncomfortable. Okay. I would much rather be in a strip club with women because it was very creepy.
Mm-hmm. That's creepy in the women's strip club too. So.
It is, but I've spent a lot of time in there. So.
Good to know. What about you?
All of my secrets come out on the thing. I feel like every time it's always some kind of hip hop, right? Like when you go to the female strip club, for some reason, it's always mm-hmm. hip hop, like Outkast. So I feel like my go-to strip song would be not that at all. And it would be like, like Taylor Swift or something, you know, something totally wow. ridiculous. Like,
right. Like Alanis Morissette or something crazy.
Oh, that would be better. I was thinking, though, specifically like that, whatever that Taylor Swift is song is where she's a nerd. You know, I don't even know because it was back when she was country or something.
I can't
but there's
I know
some
that one.
Song where she's like, there's a cheerleader, but then she's like the nerd. Because then it could be like a whole thing. That would be my go-to. And I'd have a whole stage scene where I'd be dressed up like a little nerd and then be sexy by the end.
Hmm. Should think of an audio like that too. That'd be awesome.
Maybe. We'll just take some notes there.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
So Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
All right. Question 10. If you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Please explain.
It would be, if I was going to record and release an album, I would call it Just As I Am. And then I would do that because I feel like pretty much my goal in life is to be an authentic human being. So if I was going to record an album, I would want it to reflect me and who I am all the time as a person. And so that seems like that title would fit that.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good answer.
Oh, thanks. What's yours?
It would probably be like Greatest Hits because it would probably be the only album I would ever bother to release.
So. That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. The one album, and it's the Greatest Hits album.
I mean, I can't sing. I don't see this ever happening.
Right. No, of course. I heard in your audio, you know, like, or it may be in a comment that you sing in the car and that's about it. And I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do rock band among friends when I'm really drunk. And that's pretty much as far as it goes.
I did used to do karaoke when I was drunk, mm-hmm. but I don't drink anymore. So
every time I do karaoke, I get up there all excited. And then halfway through, I think I mess up and I start to feel self-conscious. And I just, you know, I wish I wasn't up there anymore.
Oh, so. I was too drunk to be self-conscious.
Oh, there you go.
And I always did Endless Love. I'd get up there and do Endless Love.
Wow.
Yeah. Serious.
Ambitious.
I'd drag some poor schmuck up there with me to duet. I'm not even kidding. This probably happened 10 times in my life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway. You do karaoke. It'd be fun.
I don't drink anymore. I will go watch you do karaoke.
No, that's okay.
We're on the last question.
Oh, yeah. Already?
I know. It's short. Well, we talked for too long anyway. 11, is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? Please do tell.
Several. But I think first and foremost would be late 90s Fiona Apple.
Mm.
With just that Criminal video. And, you know, it's just so fucking hot. And there's somebody, the lead singer of Portishead.
Obviously.
And probably the only guy's penis I would ever put in my mouth would be Maynard.
Right.
So.
I think her name's Beth Gibbard.
Yes. Thank you. I forgot.
I don't know why I remember
when thinking about fucking her. I kind of lost track.
It'd be easy. She's hot.
Yeah. Well, and the voice. Like, I really would like to hear that voice in other situations. I'm sure it'd be amazing.
I'm sure.
How about you?
Oh, the list is so long. If we could bring Tupac back, I would do him.
Nice.
I wouldn't.
The hologram wouldn't quite do it for you.
No, it seems like it might be empty. Maynard. All day, every day. Mm-hmm. Maynard. Plant. Oh, like 70s. Oh, man. Like from the live concert video. That would be the dream come true. Right now, though, I think, is there anybody current besides Maynard? I don't know if there is, really. Maybe Dave Grohl.
He is a beautiful man.
I think he is. And there aren't really any female singers I would go that route for, I guess. There's some actresses, but I don't think any girl singers. Maybe Shirley Manson from Garbage.
But in the 90s, yes.
Yes.
Lately, not so much.
No, they were just here in my city, actually.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I saw her. I forget which TV show she was in most recently, but it was like, whoa, that's Shirley Manson, really? So, I feel bad.
Well, she was older then. They were all older then when they were popular. They were like late 30s or something, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then changed drastically on top of that, too.
Right.
So,
yeah, we're out of questions, friend.
We have run out.
We've run out of questions. We could make up more questions.
Sure. We could, I guess.
I don't know.
I might run out of hard drive space.
That's true. I don't know how much.
And our listeners might run out of patience.
Oh, I don't care about them. I don't mean that, you guys, at all. I love you.
That's funny.
Well, great. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Hey, no problem. It was a good time.
Well, of course. I love music. We can talk about music any day. If somebody else comes up with another music questionnaire, we'll do it.
Definitely. That's a guarantee.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks, Tark, for this fun questionnaire. And hopefully you aren't too bored. And hopefully you got through this whole thing. Okay. Bye from us.
Bye.